of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Yeah, you heard me. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Monday. Monday, I said, December 17th, 2012. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And too late, the guy that we call the other guy. It's kind of nice to just come in here when
project.
You feel like it,
big
isn't
project.
It? Yeah.
So that people can get these My War DVD series.
Oh, justification.
Packaging.
Right. There is right no now. Condemnation to them that are on time. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out our commentary weekly, you can go to Right Side News, LifeSite News, Genesis Communication Networks, .com, Conservative Action Alert, and WorldNet Daily. We always break on WorldNet Daily, and then it goes out to our other outsources.
All the outlets. And you can find them on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook every single day.
All right. And go on there and push the little like button. You got it. Again, friends, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean, one on my Twitter account, and phones are accessible. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that's 1-877-807-9977. I may need the help of some of those conspiracy theorists today. And we'll just eradicate or omit the word theorist because we can find out over the last 40 years what the state-run media has been calling theory is now fact. What are they going to resort to? What do you think? I mean, facts are stubborn things, and they don't move. And now the facts are coming out. As a matter of fact, speaking of which, we're going to talk about this again, the Connecticut mass murder, the massacre, and all of the contradictions, friends, is so the misinformation that has been thrown on the American people is overwhelming. It's irresponsible. They're derelict in duty. I don't believe it just happened. To be misinformation just to be thrown out there on the American people. I believe it was thrown out there to confuse the American people because what they originally claimed, now their story is completely on its head in every sense of the word, contradicting almost everything they said. From a second shooter, nobody's talking about, and we'll talk about that during the second half of Sons of Liberty today. But before I do that, I want to give you a quote I'm looking for right now. Somebody just sent this to me. Propaganda works best when those who are being manipulated are confident that they are acting on their own free will. Guess who said that? Mr. Joseph Goebbels, war criminal, Nazi. It's also interesting, another war criminal, Nazi, Mengele. He said the more that we do to the people, the less they believe that we're doing it to them. I just went and picked up some Christmas presents for my boys. I stopped and had lunch, big screen. And CNN is just milking the emotions, friends. They don't give you facts. They're not talking about the facts as to what happened. They're not asking real questions. They're just taking their cameras and going to the children. And what's interesting about that, another case in point, is anti-gunner criminal Michael Bloomberg out of New York was just popped. You know what he said today? If this doesn't get the attention of the American people, nothing will. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we were just talking about on Saturday? Isn't this exactly what we were just talking about?
Yeah.
Folks, they blurt out the truth in their confusion day after day. You gotta pay attention. And now I understand. Back to the Connecticut murder. Isn't it interesting that today when they were doing some funerals, there were bomb threats? Who would go so far as to do something like that except those that are trying to push propaganda?
Yep.
Look at the timing, friends. You call me whatever you want. I say those that don't see this for what it is, you are blind as can be. But I see America and the majority of the American people totally understand what I'm saying because gun sales are skyrocketing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not working for their propaganda, for their illegal agendas. And isn't it interesting that this president, the first thing he did, he wanted to go after assault weapon. He wanted to go after a UN global gun ban. I didn't know that we were global. I thought we were America.
I thought we were America, too.
But you know what? Here we got Michael Bloomberg, the criminal over in New York, saying, hey, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. If this doesn't get the attention of the American people, nothing will. What did we say Saturday? They have to attack the heart, friends. Mm-hmm. Nothing's lining up, friends. You even have conservative outlets talking about how this isn't lining up. But I'll tell you what, CNN is going right along with the emotions, though. Oh, we got to do something about this. We got to do something about this. This reminds me of Aurora, Colorado. What was Obama calling for during that time period? Gun bans. What happens? People go out and buy more guns.
Yep.
What happened just recently? Oh, coincidentally, Obama wants to ban guns. We have to do something now. We just have to do so. What a convenient time for the crime to take place. Especially when the state-run media just doesn't know how to tell you the truth, friends. Remember the 21% approval rating?
Facts, too.
You know, and it's so bad, Jake. I mean, the guns are so bad, but yet this administration runs them to Benghazi, to your enemies. And he runs them to Mexican drug lords, your enemies, to blame you, America. They're very telling as to what's going on. You don't give up your rights, friends. You give up your wrongs. You don't give up your rights. You give up your wrongs. And by the way, where there's a failure, this is government failure. This is the purpose of government. And guess who they're blaming, friends? They're not blaming themselves. They're blaming you. They're blaming the law-abiding gun owner. Why would they do something like that? Well, what have they been doing for the last 4 years? Think about it. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're coming back with Moltov Mitchell. He's coming up next talking about re-election fraud. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Jake.
Ah, sir.
I'm just getting encumbered, dog.
It is an encumbering time right now.
Share with the people what you just told me.
Yep. Well, there's a couple things. First of all, the Washington Post editor compares Obama's Newton shooting speech, if any of you watched it.
Newtown. That's what I thought, too.
Newtown. Wow. I better look better. Newtown shooting speech. To Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
Now, I don't want to say again, friends, I told you, listen, I'll tell you why we got so many people coming to our website. Because what you're beginning to realize is I'm telling you things before it's dropping down on you. How long ago did we talk about this, Jake? Sooner or later, what are we talking about? People are pushing for a what? Somebody is pushing for civil war. If they weren't, why would they divide and attempt to conquer?
Yeah.
And why would this administration be an empower? Why would he empower your enemies with running guns? Why? You just got to ask yourself some questions. It all comes down to common sense. It really does. But outside of the fact that prophetically, I told you so. Yeah. And it's coming down the line, friends. I mean, either America stands up or else you're going to be squashed.
Yep.
And this is exactly the response the Lord is looking for. He's going to lay the chastisements upon the people until they turn in repentance. And set their face towards heaven in godly repentance, friends. And then and only then will he return unto his people. He's never left his people. The people have left him.
That's right.
And he's the one that warned us continuously not to depart from him. He said, I will turn that nation into hell that turns away from me. Read Psalm 9:16, 17. Isaiah 60. Scripture. Through and through. What was the second point, Jake?
The second point is well, I just want to add a point to this one about the Washington Post editor. These are both tragedies that have happened in our country. There's a huge difference. Well, and ultimately, if you look at what the president promotes through his policy, you would think through his policy that it's no big deal that a group of kids were shot in school. Now, he's never said that with his mouth, but look at his policy. Number one, he supports abortion.
Yep.
Number two, and he wants
no, he doesn't support it. He wants to mandate it.
That's right. And we're not just talking 20 kids. We're talking thousands of kids a day.
Yeah.
He wants it mandated. He wants all the religious institutions to have it mandated.
Yep.
He wants it to be provided for, and he wants federal funds to pay for it. Now, we're talking about mass genocide of a country being forced to commit genocide on their own people.
Mm-hmm.
Not some crazy mass gunman who comes into a school. Secondly, you have gun control laws. He continuously goes after gun control laws. Now, this shooter broke four laws.
That's right.
Gun control laws failed us in Connecticut.
Yep.
It's not the laws, it's the matter of the people. Then you go to
Where's the fear of the Lord? Where's the educational system?
Which he will be sure to strip out of. Obama will be. All the time. Anytime, any opportunity that he has to exalt Christianity or Christian principles or morality, does he take it? No. As a matter of fact, he walks contrary to it. He promotes LGBT and sexual promiscuity. And all of these things are contrary. They're antithetical to every value that made us great.
Yeah.
So as we continue to go, he is no leader as Lincoln gave his Gettysburg speech. But I'll tell you what is happening right now is exactly what you said, Bradley. A civil war is happening, and it's being promoted within our country.
Mm-hmm.
It literally is.
As they're attempting to strip the American people to defend themselves against tyranny.
That's right.
In all forms.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if you look at even our guest that was on the air, Randy, I think it was on Saturday.
Yeah.
He's in a public school. What are the teachers teaching? Well, if you're a Democrat and your family's Democrat, then you live in a democracy. If you're a Republican and your family's Republican, then you live in a republic.
These guys are teaching kids.
So you're choosing two sides. There's two kinds of America, right?
Wow.
There's a North and a South, basically. You might as well say there's a Democrat and a Republican. The Democrats' platform is literally contrary to Romans 1, as we talked about before. They've literally said, this is our platform. We are at war with God, period.
Yeah.
The Republican platform stands up and says we're not at war with God with our words, but in actions they do nothing about those that are at war with God.
But that's the leadership that has brought us to the point where we're at right now, friends. And again, I've said this so many times that if you believe that this is the best we've got, you're done.
Yep.
These are the people that have brought us to where we're at right now. Yeah. We know Boehner's a complete drunk, folks, and I'm giving you inside information. These other men that are not voting against tyranny, it's due to the fact that they are being sabotaged. They are being blackmailed because they're compromised men.
Yep.
Just ask the Fed. What did J. Edgar Hoover do back in the 50s, 40s, 30s, and 70s? What did he do? He held information over their heads to control them. That's why they were so afraid of him, friends.
And now you see that the CIA...
I should have said 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Sorry about that.
And continues on because it's about compromising, right? We had Jim Rolstein on the show, and he worked for the New York Police Department, and he knows these things. The CIA and different political organizations literally use... child sex trafficking.
Yep.
We're talking about children. Your kids.
What was Watergate about, Jake?
That's exactly what it was about.
Pedophilia.
About the book. Yep. And about the pedophiles that needed to be that were compromised already in Congress. And each party wanted to use that as leverage over the other party.
Yep.
We're talking about your children. Yes.
These are grown-ups, friends.
And
these are grown-ups.
And we had a school shooting that was a huge tragedy, and yet we have children being used to compromise.
Yep.
So why do I say that this president does not stand contrary to what just happened at that school? Because his policy speaks itself.
That's exact bingo, dude.
Yeah.
That's exact everything he promotes. This perfectly works along with what he is trying to propagate
totally
on the people.
It totally does. And he's responsible for it.
Yep.
He's the president, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's responsible. The Westboro
No, wait a second. I just want to make sure that what you're saying is you're not saying the president is personally responsible for Connecticut.
He never took a gun and did it.
No. Neither did Hitler.
That's right.
But I do want to say this. What we're simply saying is, folks, is look at the fruit on the tree. That's all we're telling you. And what we're looking at, we're talking about Connecticut here again, everything lines up perfectly, friends. Same thing with James Holmes, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. The same thing with what happened with Jairus Polk out in Arizona. Exactly the same thing. Columbine, the same thing. Folks, you have to wake up. Why was, you know, really what it gets me is, why was the shooter in this particular situation walking around saying, where's the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're finding out his mother had nothing to do with the school.
Yeah.
Is this incredible? We found out that they gave his brother's name out. His brother was in New York. He found out that he just killed a bunch of kids in a public school.
Yeah.
He was in New York. That's pretty substantial evidence, friends. That's pretty substantial to be throwing stuff out like that. And then what about the guy coming out of the woods saying, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, the second shooter, to the two handguns? Now he's got a rifle, which just happened to be in the van, which was maroon, it was red, and then it was white.
And then it was a car.
Folks, this is how you create conspiracy. This is how you do it. I mean, if ABC, CBS News, and all these other communist organizations weren't in bed together, then I would say, wait a second, we need to put a check on this. But these people are the same people that continuously lie to you on a 24/7 basis.
Yeah.
Now, let me go back to my point when I was having lunch by myself. I was sitting there watching the TV, and I'm just thinking, you folks, are about the most confused individuals. You know exactly what you're going for. You're just confused about the truth and what the facts are. You're just trying to make what the truth and the facts are and the evidence is to create what works for your propaganda and your new agenda. So what do they do?
Right.
They show the kids and they keep going back to Clown Carney.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the president, man, he's got to do something about the guns. No, he's been saying this since day one, friends. You know he's been anti-gun since day one. Why? Why? He's anti-Christian. Why? I didn't say it. His actions told you. Completely. In every sense. I just don't know what it's going to take for the American people to wake up. But I do say this.
Mm-hmm.
Easily, hands down, a good majority of the American people know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
They're not stupid.
Yep.
As the country tries to cope with the Connecticut shooting tragedy, many are looking for a way to feel safe again, and it shows in gun sales, quote, unquote. J.D. Clay with Sharpshooters said they have recently seen a spike in firearm sales. Same thing, friends, right after James Holmes in the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Same exact thing. Because they know people are doing their homework. They're looking behind what the media is not telling them. They're beginning to see a syndrome here, a Goebbels syndrome, a Mussolini syndrome, a communist syndrome. Friends, let me tell you this. You have Pravda, the communist news organizations, telling the American people how stupid you are for tolerating this criminal in this administration. You have your enemies telling you that he is dangerous. The president, the Russian president, Jake, said this. He said, either the president is stupid. He said this, quote, unquote. Either he is stupid or he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's trying to destroy the economy. What God said to a disobedient nation, I will appoint those over you that hate you. That's all you have to do is look to Scripture, friends, to know what's going on. What's going on is our sin is before a just and a holy God. And we better get back to him. I mean, we just heard our friend Michael Huckabee just last week. What did he say? We got to get back. We got to get God into schools. Well, let me ask you the question. Why did he ever leave? He never left. The American people tolerated it by turning their backs and having a little Christianity here and having a little world here.
That's right.
It doesn't work that way. Come out from among them. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. What does consecration mean? It means you are his people, and he is your God, and he promises to do that as long as we cleave unto him. Friends, we got to get back to who we are. The Bible and the Constitution, religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society, and that's where we need to go. That's how we've been founded, and that's how we know where we're going. We'll be right back with Moltov Mitchell right after this. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Interesting. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake again, friends. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake, that hat, what is it called?
Oh, a tricorn? It's called a tricorn?
I didn't want to say unicorn.
Yeah, that's right.
Like a dope.
It's a tricorn.
Yeah.
Three of
dope.
Those.
What
three
a those. Name, dope.
Three of those.
Anyways, hey, guys, as promised, I got my friend on the radio right now with me. His name is Molotov Mitchell. He's a commentator with us, and I check out his videos almost without fail every week.
Illuminati.
Yeah, I remember the first time I watched it on the record, and I'm starting to... Oh, for the record, I'm sorry. For the record,
come
Molotov, I'm fired. It's your radio show. See you, dude.
My little boy sings it quite a bit. He's three.
Hey, I am serious. And as a matter of fact, Molotov, just a side note, I did tell Jake, I said, listen, I want to get out to the East Coast to do something with Molotov sooner or later. I want to do one of those videos that you do weekly. Am I invited?
Hey, yeah, well, actually, you know, we could totally work something out. Let's do it.
Okay. I would love to. Have you ever seen me before, Molotov?
I'm actually a big fan, bro.
Okay, well, that's awesome. My wife tells me I look like Elvis with long hair. So you're not going to be intimidated by that, right?
Well, you know, I'll manage.
You keep your hair pretty trim, don't you?
I'm totally playing. Hey, now, Molotov, one of the other things I noticed about you, too, is you're a hater, too. We're all bigots together, right? I noticed that you're a bigot, I'm a bigot, and Jake's a bigot. Hey, folks, do you want to be a bigot too?
Man, I'm on the top 20 SPLC hate list, dude.
Isn't that interesting?
You got the hater.
Yeah,
So
you have the totalitarian actually calling you the criminal, and he's the one committing the crime. How does that work out?
Yeah, no kidding, man. I tell you what, it's amazing who we have in charge today, isn't it?
It's almost scary. It really is almost scary. But you know what? This is the time where the new generation stands up, brother, from another mother, and we win the day. And I believe God will give it to us as long as we stay on the front and trust Him. I totally believe it.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe that.
Hey, Kerry, who let this guy on the radio? He's on the SPLC hate list. Is my mic on? Is my mic on? Oh, my God.
Oh, this is. You know what? You know what's happening, though? The tides are turning.
They are.
Where people are looking for the Molotovs and the Bradley Deans and the other guy.
Yep.
And that's what's happening. And I praise God for that because we have an opportunity now because people in this country are waking up as to who's lying to them. We see the American version of the state-run media, obviously, 21% approval rating. So we got a 21% population rate in this country that is just too stupid to figure it out. But I think they'll catch up sooner or later.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So
yeah, I think as long as people on our side of the fence are willing to stand up and just endure, keep telling the truth, keep shouting it from the rooftops. As long as we don't give up, as long as there's no surrender, no retreat, we're going to win this thing.
Amen.
It's really a question of who can hang around and who can keep the fight up.
That's exactly right. Amen. Hey, I got to tell you, Molotov, I really am happy that you're here. Again, I've seen you. I just told the crew, I said, man, this guy's as radical as I am. And I said, we need a lot more of this. And Molotov, you're probably saying, Bradley's as radical as I am. And I think it's a good thing.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I have zealot tattooed on my forearm for a reason. So the truth is, I actually, when I became a Christian, I realized that the version of Christianity that I saw in Scripture was not the same version of Christianity that I saw in America.
Amen.
And people called me a zealot. And I said, well, okay, I need to get this emblazoned on my body so I'm never anything less than a zealot. So literally, there have been moments when I've like wanted to, you know, turn it down a notch or whatever, or just, can't we just, you know, take some time and just, you know, stay out of the spotlight or, you know, not be so controversial. And every morning I wake up and there it is on my arm. And I said, nope, not today.
Amen. Amen. The generals of God, to add on to what you're saying, said that do whatever you can do to stay in the press, Molotov, good or bad, it all works for you.
Yeah.
And it's really true.
Well, let's stick with good.
Okay. Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is when I get in trouble, if I wasn't in trouble, I wouldn't have a national ministry right now. If I wasn't in trouble, I wouldn't be on 53 countries right now. And the fact of the matter is my blogger friend, they have done all this for me, and I totally appreciate what they've done for me.
Not for free.
In every sense of the word. But, Molotov, let's get to business real quick. I read on Saturday what you were sharing with your last commentary, your last video, and I thought it was awesome. And you made 10 points as to the re-election fraud that took place into this country. So can you express those 10 points in about 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
It's all yours.
If you don't mind, I can just go through the points I have them on a list. Is
sure.
that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, here, just 1 second. Let me get it out. Okay, you guys ready?
Yep, we're ready.
Okay, number 10. Thousands of active military votes were delivered late and therefore not counted. Apparently those votes could have turned the tide in several areas. Number 9, Project Veritas caught DNC employees instructing people on how to vote in multiple states. The whole thing was caught on video. I'm sure you guys saw that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that is a big deal. The fact that that was not a major deal is amazing to me. Number 8, across the nation, Romney voters arrived at the polls where they were informed they had already voted for Obama, of course. Number 7, in Colorado, there were several counties that reported more voters than people.
Mm-hmm.
Counties like San Miguel reported that 140% of its citizens were registered to vote. It's a miracle!
Yeah,
Bradley.
It really is, man. How did that one get by? How did that one pass the muster? I mean, for real, America, are you listening to what Molotov is telling you? This is re-election fraud to the fullest rounds. Did you? Oh, as a matter of fact, I'll let you finish your point because I was going to jump ahead of the game, but go ahead.
You got to check
it
out. No, I'm not going to blow it because you got it on your list. I'm not saying it. You say it.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I mean, I think the people should just, you know, look into it. When you watch the video, by the way, if people want to check out the video, we do have the links for all the stories. So you can, this is not just talk. I mean, you can fact check all of these points.
Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, folks. We'll post this video for you right now with Molotov Mitchell.
And or you can check out World Net Daily. Molotov's on there every week with us. What day do you hit up? Is it Tuesday, Molotov?
No, it's actually Wednesdays.
Oh, you get Wednesdays. Okay.
Tuesday is News, which we also produce.
Okay.
And then with DJ Dolce. So.
Okay, cool.
Okay. So, of course, San Miguel County, 140% registered voters. Just take a wild guess who San Miguel went to. Obama, of course. Okay, moving on. Number, where were we?
Number six.
Yes, of course. Number six, Obama won more than 99% of the vote in over 100 precincts across Ohio. This was really stunning to me. 99%. Keep in mind, even tin pot dictators don't cook the books to the point that they have 99% because they're afraid people will catch on that everything's rigged.
Well, can you define narcissism for me, please?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, these guys absolutely, they don't care. I think there's a bigger problem. By the way, I have a video coming out next week about fighting, hand-to-hand fighting. I don't know if you know or not. I'm a combat instructor, and I don't know if you saw the video of Steven Crowder getting punched in the face by the union thug.
Yeah, yep, yep.
But I've actually got one just about that. I feel bad for Steven, but I think he should have fought back, by the way.
Do you have a desire that you could have been there with Steven to help him along? Because I do.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about violence. I'm not talking about going and being the aggressor. I'm talking about defending our bro that's standing up for the American ideals.
Yep.
I wish I'd have been there with him.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question. I tell you what, if I had seen Steven Crowder get punched in the face and I was standing there,
yeah,
and those cameras were rolling, they would have captured the most.
Come on, bring it on,
generation.
Come on, bring it on, most.
Right,
yes. Oh, there he goes. He hit the dirt. Oh, I can. Hey, can he
strikes the
Molotov. You can hear the.
Were barred from checking votes, and in a few instances, even replaced with Black Panthers.
Oh,
check it for yourself. You can't make this stuff up. Bro.
Can you imagine Molotov if we had white?
Surprise, surprise! In every one of those wards, Obama won literally over 99% of the vote. Guys, he didn't win 99. He won over 90. I'm talking like 99.6, 99.7.
I got you. I mean, he almost went over, though.
It's unreal.
It is. Molotov, I do got to ask you a question, though. Let's just rewind just a little bit. We were talking about, can you imagine what the bloggers are going to write after this radio show? Molotov and Bradley Dean, now best friends.
Yeah, wants to beat up union members.
Totally.
Want to kill children.
Yes.
Of course. Well, you know, of course, I mean, I am a self-defense, you know, guy. So, like, I think that in a situation where a guy just hauls up and punches somebody in the face, you're 100% legally justified to ruin his day. You know what I'm saying? So,
I totally do.
Yes.
He totally asked for it. I mean, he begged for it, man.
And some of those guys were pretty big dudes, too. I noticed that. You know, it's interesting. We were actually in Michigan doing tea parties, and I did a high school in Michigan the same week. All these things were going on. I wonder if it's because the state of Michigan and the media, I wonder if they knew that I was coming. I mean, you got to think about this stuff.
It was during that week.
It totally was. But, okay, Molotov, it's your shot. Number four.
Okay, here we go. I mentioned this in the previous week. It's a goodie. In 59 of the Pennsylvania districts, Mitt Romney didn't get one vote, not one single solitary vote, not even somebody accidentally stumbling in drunk and hitting the wrong button, not even one. And I noticed that, if you caught this, Bill O'Reilly actually talked about this on his show. Did you see that?
No, this is what I was going to say a couple minutes ago, but I was jumping the gun. You go ahead and share.
No, yeah. So Bill O'Reilly actually talked about it. I was so glad that he brought it up. But he mentioned it to Megyn Kelly, and Megyn Kelly said, well, actually, there's really nothing to see here, nothing to see here. And Bill said, why? I mean, not even one vote? I mean, come on, 59. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, we're talking close to 20,000 votes there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, yeah, there's nothing. I don't see anything funny about it because the same thing happened last time with John McCain.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah, that's her.
Unbelievable. It's a statistical impossibility for it to happen once. For it to happen twice.
But Molotov, like, if it happened before, you know, so what?
Yeah, she's an attorney. I mean, she's got this figured out.
She totally does. She knows better than we do. Yeah. Molotov, I'm going to carry you over to the next break. Will you hang out with me?
Yeah, sure. I got a few more.
Okay, cool. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, talking with Molotov Mitchell out on the East Coast. What state are you in, by the way?
North Carolina. Well, I'm coming back from Virginia right now.
Oh, okay, cool. We'll be right back after this break, guys.
Bye. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, final segment, friends. We got Bradley, and, well, I just gave Jake the rest of the day off. He needs a little rest, a little mental rest. Oh, here he comes. Hey, Molotov, I got Molotov Mitchell from WorldNet Daily, commentator. How long have you been with them, by the way?
It's been several years now. It's been great. I love Joseph Ferris, so it's great working with those guys.
I've got a story to tell about that, Molotov. When we actually came aboard with WND and Bradley started writing commentaries, I was talking to Joseph, and he said, yeah, we have a guy. He's a great guy. His name's Molotov Mitchell. Every Wednesday morning, my daughter wakes up. That's the first thing that she does. She goes
really?
To the website and watches the video.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so
You're
cool.
You're in, Molotov.
So, Molotov, I think that one's lunch for me and Jake next time. Well, when we do
we'll
meet.
We'll be in North Carolina next week.
I think so.
If there's lunch. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Great. Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so we're on point. What now, Molotov? Number four?
Actually, we're on number three now.
There you go.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So, number three, in Allentown, Pennsylvania, by the way, where they did not manage to replace auditors with Black Panthers, the poll watchers reported machines changing the Romney votes with Obama votes, and this was on the record. This is their legal testimony, so that's back. That's a big deal.
I do have a question for you, Molotov. What would happen if we had something called or an organization called the White Panthers?
Yeah, I would not join it.
Okay. Well, you remember,
I can tell you that.
Do you remember what MLK said? MLK said back in the 60s, black power is as dangerous as white power.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that, obviously, I agree with Dr. King that we should judge a man by his character, not the color of his skin. So,
amen.
Yeah, I agree.
Amen. Okay, number two.
Yeah, number two. Boom, boom, boom. Across the nation, especially in battleground states, voters reported that their machines kept changing their Romney votes to Obama, not once, not twice, but three times in many cases before they would hit the submit vote button. So I've got to wonder how many people actually did not notice that it had switched it, and then they just hit submit vote anyway. We'll never know, right?
Mm-hmm. You
know? And then the number one reason, this is the big one, drum roll please, guys.
Yep.
Number one, Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID.
No way. No way.
That's just a coincidence.
I really think it is.
That
I don't know that I
McCain
believe that.
Too,
it,
you know,
totally.
You know, come on.
No, it's true, guys. It's true. It's true. Hard to believe.
It is.
You just wrecked my day.
Hey, listen, this is how it works. If the administration doesn't like that particular law, well, they just send their DOIJ, Department of Injustice, on those cats until they snuff them out.
Yeah.
No kidding. Hey, you know, I want to point out, too, you know, because they didn't prosecute the Black Panthers last time, this is what happened this time. I'm terrified to think about what the Black Panthers will be doing next time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, maybe they'll just replace the candidate entirely and just throw in a Black Panther at the last second. I mean, whatever.
I would think so. I mean, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Why not?
Totally.
Maybe he'll even do whatever they want.
Maybe he'll even be Muslim. I mean, who knows? Oh, wait a minute.
You know, the only reason, I mean, this stuff is stunning, and, like, citizens are appalled when they hear it, but the only reason that this isn't a major deal is because none of our elected officials have the spine to stand up and
Thank
talk
you.
About it.
Thank yeah. you.
I think it comes down to we have compromised men mm-hmm. inside, and a lot of this stuff that we have verified information from inside sources. We know this. I think that's what we're dealing with. In Molotov, right before you got on the radio, I'd shared with the people time and time again, we are where we're at because of our current supposed leadership.
That's
but,
right.
But yet, if we had a football coach that failed in one season, they would have got rid of his little keister a long time ago.
No kidding.
So we need
no
to put
kidding.
Things into perspective and understand that now we're fighting for our rights, our freedoms, and our posterity, just like our forefathers did. And if we had put that into perspective, you know what? Maybe America will stand up.
We all need to be zealots, don't we, Molotov?
That's right.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
Yep.
I'm going to get a tattoo. What arm do you have it on, Molotov?
Right arm, forearm.
Okay. I'll do it on my left arm. Molotov.
His right arm's full.
I cannot wait to see the bloggers, dude. This is going to be great. It really is.
Molotov and Bradley Dean, zealots combined.
Molotov, how do people get a hold of you? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can just check out our stuff at WND each Tuesday and Wednesday. DJ Dolce on Tuesday. I'm on Wednesday. You can see our pictures in the commentary. Click them. And, of course, just Google Illuminati Pictures. We have a YouTube channel, Illuminati TV. So,
Molotov, I heard you were related to that gal that releases on Tuesday, DJ Dolce.
I do know her well, yes.
Really well.
Very well.
Apparently you have a brand new one in this world as well.
That's right, yes.
Congrats.
She is adorable, Ivy.
Amen. Amen.
It gives you, hey, now there's more Congrats. Purpose, isn't it? Isn't it interesting to love? Is this your first kid, Molotov?
Yeah, this is my first kid.
There's nothing in the world that will change you until your first child is born. It's like it changes you in a way that you never thought was possible.
Sure.
What? I'll tell you what, not to get too far off topic, but when this tragedy happened in Connecticut, it just absolutely ironclad solidified my determination and my wife's determination Amen. That there is no way our kid will get any other education but homeschooling.
Amen.
Glory, brother.
Well, we wouldn't be in this particular predicament right now if those kids were homeschooled, correct?
Absolutely.
Amen.
No kidding.
Well, Molotov, we appreciate it. We will throw you back on the air again. Once you get my attention, you gotta be really inflammatory, man, to grab my attention. But I really liked what you did last week, and I wanted you to know that. And I really like what you do. I really like your flavor. I really like your style. And you can listen to every radio show that I've done in the last 13 years, and you're probably the first guy I've ever said it to.
Wow, thanks, man. I really appreciate that. Well, I think you're really going to like the next episode where I talk about punching union guys in the face. Then.
Okay.
And that's Wednesday.
And I'm looking forward to going to North Carolina because all this nice stuff that we said about Molotov,
you
know we are in for an awesome dinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, lunch, too.
Dude,
lunch, too.
I will buy you steaks.
What about
that
second
you will never forget.
I appreciate it. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Molotov.
Thanks, Molotov.
All right. God bless you, brother.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate him. I really do. And in everything I said, I meant.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't come easy here. And I'm telling you why.
Doesn't.
Because respect is earned.
You got it.
And when I see someone willing to stick their neck out, like my bro, and you can link together. That's brotherhood. That's real brother. That's patriotism, by the way. And that's what is he doing? He's doing the same thing that others should be doing across this country. But really what this is what we've been saying as well.
That's right.
I told you so. New leadership. a willingness to stand up against all odds, which are very small in the first place.
Yeah.
And so in saying that, and that should only encourage more people to stand up, but we actually have men out there confronting the issues and not just the women.
That's right.
Because the women, man, I'll tell you what, you get them to attack, like an attack dog, they bite on, they do not let go. Well, we got guys that do the same thing.
Yep.
And I'm just honored that we see a Molotov out there, and there's others out there, and over time we'll see them pop their head up. And when we see them pop their head up, we'll get them on the radio.
And for the record.
I was literally walking around the radio studio.
Every time you watch a video.
For the record.
Every
it's
time you watch
like,
it.
Yeah, it's very, it gets into you really quick.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
So for the record on Sons of Liberty Radio, you want to check out that video that Molotov was just talking about and the brother was discussing with him, the top 10 facts proving the election was rigged. These are facts and they're proved.
Proven. Yes.
They are proved and proven.
Okay, did you want to, like, go back over the last 45 minutes and, like, correct some of the things?
Yeah,
because you said some really stupid things.
There was one thing
Jake,
I
got to tell everybody this. There's not another Jake in the world.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, it's a really good thing. No, it really is. The guy knows the Constitution like nobody's business. That's a good thing. He's a workaholic.
That's a good thing.
He's a great dad. He's a great husband to his wife. She doesn't realize what she has, to be quite honest with you. And I don't think we all do, because we have an awesome Father in heaven.
Yeah.
You know, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that's within me. We bless your holy name, Lord, because you are an awesome, awesome God. And we need to take as much time to thank you for your faithfulness as we do complaining about these little, which grow into bigger breaches in our country. But I just wanted to tell everybody that I could not ask for a better co-host than a Jake McMillan. And I mean that with everything in my heart. I mean, the guy, if I had a flat tire and I was in Arizona and I live in Minnesota, Jake would be there. He'd figure a way to get, and I want to tell you this, the whole street team's like this. The whole ministry team's like this. We got a Carrie Ann that's a producer. She's second to none. I don't really like her all that much. But then again, I don't like myself. You get what I'm saying? She's really late sometimes on the uptake. But again, another situation of a prime example of what it is to serve with people that really do love the Lord. And Jake's pointing at me because he wants to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to read
something. By the way, I like Ruth Chris's.
I was going to say, yeah.
Okay, and Heather's back there. I want to say this too. We got Heather back there, Jake's wife. And she's back there doing research for me constantly, friends. If it ever sounds like I know what I'm talking about on the radio, it's because of Heather in the background looking at me, telling me no and yes, and putting stuff up on the screen. And that's how everybody looks good, friends, because I could never do it by myself.
It's about a team.
Yes, it is. It's a team effort, and this is the most awesome team a man could ask for. Jake wants to say something.
Michael Prudka, the presidential candidate for 2004, actually just put a comment or a quote on our website. He wrote a little bit about this. And he's talking about the team that Bradley's describing right now. And he goes back because he knows that the author of the team is ultimately Christ. But it takes a leader to have a team like this, folks. And Bradley Dean is that leader. And I'm saying that as a co-host. I'm saying that as a friend. And I'm also saying that as a fellow patriot and a Christian.
And I really appreciate your parents supporting me in the fashion that they do. And I really got to be blatant about it. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Thank you for Molotov. And tomorrow we're going to talk more about what I should have talked about again today. Folks, we need a second hour, and I'm so sorry, but we'll get to it tomorrow. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Weaken by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.